The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. What would your church do if the parents of a lesbian daughter asked you to perform her funeral and insisted a picture be showed of her kissing her lesbian partner? According to writer Brian Fisher, this has already happened to a church in Colorado. What if they threatened to sue the church if it didn't perform the funeral? What would your church leadership do? These are the exact kinds of choices we're headed for in this land. David Gibbs, president of the Christian Law Association in America, warns us that the homosexuals have an agenda to take control of the media, of business, and of civil government, and of the church, in order to force acceptance of their lifestyle on us. They've gained so much control of the media, business, and civil government that they are now invading the church's territory, insisting it bow to an all-powerful socialist form of government. Since the Obama administration pushed through Congress the so-called hate crimes law in November of 2009, government power is being used more and more to threaten the worship and mission of the church in America. The gender agenda is flexing its government muscle and attacking the biblical definition of marriage. Now they are advancing into the church in order to silence its moral voice in our nation. Satan's real aim in all this is to stop the teaching of the gospel of Christ to the next generation. He is simply using the homosexual movement to achieve his goal. This is what happens when the church refuses to be involved in civil government. The gay Gestapo, as named by lesbian Tammy Bruce, intends to destroy the church and its mission in America. We can expect them to accuse the gospel message of being psychologically harmful to children. We can expect homosexuals to apply for membership and job positions in our churches for the very purpose of creating a lawsuit when we refuse them. We can expect them to put their children in our Christian schools and then sue the school for damaging the minds of their children. I hope I'm wrong, but this is what I think is coming. So what can our churches do? Since the courts have given unconstitutional rulings through the misuse of the concept of church and state, we can no longer count on the First Amendment to protect us. A measure we can take right now is to amend our church's legal constitution to specifically define our membership and marriage, stating that members and employees must be in agreement with the biblical position stated therein. The Christian Law Association, or Alliance Defending Freedom, are legal groups which are willing to help churches with this. Pastors and churches simply must make government involvement a part of their church's ministry. To avoid this, for fear of what some men may think, is to cower under the attack of Satan as most pastors did in the beginning of the Nazi Holocaust. Their compromise would cost the lives of 13 million Jews and Christians between 1933 and 1945. The one good thing about the growing darkness all around us is this. It forces us to rethink what Christianity really is and what should be our methods of ministering to people. This is going to bring a purity to the church and a return to standing in biblical truth. While none of us would have chosen this path in order to come to revival in our land, it may be that God has chosen this path for us. Even so, many are continuing to pray for revival. Will you? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This message has been taken in part from our new book, For Such a Time as This. You can order For Such a Time as This at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.